And I do know that as the Holy Spirit continues to rebuild what he has desires of, he is rebuilding his kingdom. I remember years back, the Lord reminding me, when the instructions were given to Adam, it was to rebuild. Something had been torn down. So keep that in your heart. What was will be again. And what was the kingdom in full array. But I remind you, there was one that was called the light bearer who rebelled. He's been taken care of by the Son of the Most High. I want you to come with me to Ephesians chapter 4. God has been so kind to us. He has blessed Springfield and the surrounding cities. But it wasn't without cost. St. Paul was a gift to Ephesus. Kind of neat that on the internet this morning they discovered a part of a Roman road not far from Thessaloniki. And the quality of the marble is outstanding. And I think something like 2 or 3 miles of it is blessed, truly blessed. Because you see, it was something like 23 feet beneath the surface. They were digging to put in a underground railroad there. What do they call them? Subway. So when they dig for something, they can find the most awesome things that St. Paul could have walked on that very road. And I remember God's plan is so different than man. And years back, my mother would have a saying, oh, some people are born for great blessings, but we were born for little bread, small bread. In French it rhymes, so it's kind of a cute little saying. And not that long before she died, she made that comment with me. And my wife and I my wife was not there. I was with her alone. We were together alone. And I said, Mom, I'm going to ask God to cancel that word. Because you were certainly not born for little bread. You were born to be his. And I said, he gave us his entire body in the form of bread. So if you look at it from that direction, you'll change your whole outlook. Because you see, in her background, it was a blessing to be poor. I've got news for you. It's a curse to be poor. It's not designed by God at all. It's designed by darkness. So Ephesians 4 verse 1, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. That word goes out to one person tonight that happens to be here and held on to the sword. The calling you have received will not be retracted. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Doesn't say the bond of war. Bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is one of the reasons why I think sometimes people look on each other and say, well, that's for him, but not for me. I would be saying to you, shame on you. You're not born for a little bread. You're born to receive the living bread. And to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it, as the anointing has apportioned it. You say, well, wait a minute, I've already got my load. I've got news for you. When Jesus broke the bread and he distributed the fish, it multiplied. Amen? So what God has given to you can be multiplied as it is broken. You say, well, why does it hurt so bad when it gets broken? Sometimes I think we just feel sorry for ourselves because we don't like the pain. But I can guarantee you, James 1 says, is your life full of difficulties? Rejoice, give thanks. So to go back now, verse 7, but to each of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. And this is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. Who did he lead captive? Who did he captivate? All of the demonic realm. Okay? And he gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all of the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Isn't that awesome? To fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets. So it's not up to you and me to declare ourselves. And some to be evangelists. And some to be pastors and teachers. To prepare God's people. Haha, there's your job. Sheep are supposed to have baby sheep. Pastors are supposed to have what? Baby pastors. Yes. Teachers are supposed to have baby teachers. To prepare God's people for the work of service. So that the body of Christ may be built up. There's your purpose. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. And become mature. Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, does it say there that the apostle is better than the prophet, or the prophet is better than the pastor, or the pastor is better than this or that? No. That's man's ideas. Please, St. Paul does not capitalize any one of those words. I don't believe he intended to. He was trying to say you're all important to the one who you serve. So when somebody's lifting themselves up, put a caution light into your head and say, wait a minute. And when they're looking for all kinds of fluff, watch out. Who are you involved with? If they're not servants, look at Paul. As a prisoner for the Lord. That's the very first beginning of chapter 4. He calls himself a prisoner for the Lord. What is he doing? He's obeying what the Lord wants done. He's a servant. If you come to the body of Christ with a servant's mentality, you are going to be the happiest person, because I'll tell you, you're going to spend yourself into joy. Ask Mary. does it feel, Mary, when God has used you to release grace and healing to somebody? Good. When you have a word for someone, Linda, how does it feel? Good. And they come back later and they say, "Thank you, Peggy. That word gave me hope." Is that correct, Gail? Yeah. So, Judy, you gave us a smile tonight. That happy pill was awesome. We needed it. And it's definitely Judy's fault. We blame her for that one.
That Judy, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to say anymore. I'll be in trouble again. Okay, again, let's go back now. Verse 12, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all. Notice it's we all. It's every one of those callings. That includes the helps ministry. That includes the one that puts the coffee on. That includes the one that vacuums the floor. Which, by the way, that could be the pastor. Until we all reach unity in the faith. And in the knowledge of the Son of God. Notice it's not just the hierarchy that knows Him. All. To become mature. Attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there to every wind of teaching, and by cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Does that confirm, young man? Instead, speaking the truth in love, we with all things grow up into Him who is the head, and that is Christ. So we're to mature and become like the one we watch in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, doing all kinds of good things in obedience. From Him, verse 16, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Say it with me. We're going to grow up in love, as each part, meaning me, my part, to build up in love, so that we all attain the maturity that is in Christ. One body, doing the work for His kingdom right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes and put your hand over your heart. Say, Father, I need a new mindset.
Father, I need to
understand
that I have full value
in the calling God has given to me. There's not one greater and one lower. We are all equal in value to our calling. And each one will be glorified by the Son of God on the day appointed. No more of this hierarchy. Because it's man-made.
It's not God ordained.
Every member of the body
is just as important
and just as valuable to the body
as the one who sweeps the floor,
or the one who does the consecration,
or gives the word of knowledge,
or gives a hug to a broken person.
All are equal
in God's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep this into my heart, Lord. Seal it. And don't let me forget it. Hallelujah. That takes care of all the pride, doesn't it?